Doting fatherhood is often a rarity in the animal kingdom. For most species, the lack of the maternal physical connection between fathers and offspring means that dads are relegated to nest protectors or they just move on. But the red-backed poison dart frog is different. When his children are in need of resources, a brilliant color is not the only thing that can be found on his back. But carrying the future on your shoulders is sometimes the true test of manhood in life, death, and taxonomy. Welcome back to Life, Death, and Taxonomy. It's your 30 minutes of interesting animal information. I am Joe.
And I am Carlos.
Thank you to Cassie for the creation of our theme song. To hear more of Cassie's music, please search Cassie Michelle on YouTube or Spotify.
And thank you to Johanna for the creation of this week's artwork. To check that out, you can visit us at our home on the web at ldtaxonomy.com. And a very special thank you to our patrons, to Jesse Raspolich, Carol Raspolich, Richard Caspar, Lottie and Aubrey, Gray Hughes, and Wednesday Rabbit. Thank you so much for your support. It's greatly appreciated. Thanks for helping us keep the lights on. If you would like to support us on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/LTTaxonomy and sign up or just hang out. It's free to hang out. So we just want to build a community over there.
Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about a tiny slimy father, but more on that later.
Double fathers, right? We had a good father, mm-hmm. a good father last week, and was that the jawfish last week? And then now it's a mm-hmm. No. Last week was the octopus squid, but it is a month of good fathers, so
yeah,
that's what June means to me, is a father's month. We are talking about the red-backed poison dart frog.
Mm-hmm.
The second poison dart frog we've done. We did the golden poison dart frog just a millennia ago, now we're doing the red-backed one, which we're going to call here the toxic masculinity. That's a dumb one. Hermes Comrade. Comrade. We just talked about Russia a bunch in our warm-up, so I just called it Hermes Comrade. But I guess there's a play on words there. I meant to say Hermes Conrad. And then baby back ribbits. Ribbits. The frog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's taxonomize this. It's in the kingdom you know, love, and are in. That kingdom is Animalia. The phylum is Chordata. Class is Amphibia. It's an amphibian. The order is Anura. It's a true frog. The family is Dendrobatidae. The genus is Ranitomaya. And the species is Reticulata. So the binomial nomenclature is Ranitomaya Reticulata. And since we're in the business of naming things, it's time for my other favorite part of the show, nitty gritty nomenclature. Every time we do a frog, there's only one collective noun for frog, and that's an army. We already know that. You had some sort of like planner in middle school or whatever that told you that a group of frogs is called an army, so there's just no getting around it. Nitty-gritty nomenclature right for this one. Ranitomaya reticulata. What does that mean? What spell does that produce? Does it mean A, Tommy's little net-like frog? B, rotating redback frog? C, toxic speckled cover? Or D, turning tree-dwelling frog?
D, final answer.
Turning tree-dwelling frog?
Mm-hmm.
That is incorrect. It is Tommy's little net-like frog.
Okay.
I like the guy. Okay. No, Rana.
Okay.
That is that. Yeah. Okay. That's Spanish for frog. So it comes from Latin for frog, like rana. Ranito is little frog, but that is mixed with Tommy, which is the person who discovered it, the genus. And then I didn't know this. Reticulata is net like.
Reticulated python. I can see that.
I always get this. Maybe it's just because it sounds like it just rotate or turning or something like that. But it's with the appearance of a net. But a reticulated python is that way because it looks like it's covered in a net. And so is the red-backed poison dart frog. It is aptly named. Which, should I go ahead and talk about what it looks like?
Sure.
All right, so this is a very tiny tree frog. It has a more upright posture than something like the red-eyed tree frog, the poster boy for Rainforest Cafe. You know, that tree frog.
I know that him well.
Do you know him well? Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine.
There's tons of frog culture coming together here.
We all love frogs.
I had a friend who was had a phobia of frogs, which I had never heard of before, which was really rough when you live in South Florida and there are toads everywhere.
That's probably why he had. I don't think you just get a phobia. I don't think you're born with a frog phobia if you don't live around frogs.
I don't know, maybe.
The phobia lottery landed on frog for me, even though I live in Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, I think there's toads up there. But, like, maybe you see them on a documentary or something, and you're like, that is, for some reason, the most disturbing thing I've ever seen. I want nothing that even looks like that to come within a 50-mile radius of my person. Yeah, it's interesting. They're just like, they're harmless. At least they don't attack. They're not harmless. We're going to go into why these guys are not harmless. But snakes and spiders and roaches, I understand. Those things bite and infest. But like frogs are just chill. I don't know.
They're hanging out.
It's like a phobia of turtles. Okay. Snapping turtles, yeah, but like all other turtles are chill. So anyway, this has a more upright posture. I remember having little like toys of these guys. I would go to the Fairchild Tropical Gardens, which is this big botanical garden down in Miami. And my dad loved to take us there. And their gift shop had all these like different colored frogs, and I loved to collect them. And most of them were in the shape of poison dart frogs because those are the most colorful frogs. But they're usually like kind of like sitting up rather than with their bellies against the ground. Mm-hmm. They have the red-back poison dart frog. They have black legs and flanks with these blue bubble lines or net lines, as we mentioned. Or maybe it's the other way around, like zebras. Maybe they have blue legs with black blotches that break it up. Who knows? Their titular bright red patch is on their backs and heads, so they're blue, black, and red for the most part, with maybe a little tint of orange in there. And then they have these large black eyes, like a doll's eyes. But yeah, they are extremely tiny, though. So why don't you go ahead and tell us how tiny they are?
What a good-looking little frog.
It is a very handsome frog. Much more guapo than Mr. Toad.
It's a guapo sapo?
Sure.
Sapo guapo. Isn't sapo... It might be toad in Spanish. Because frog is the other word.
Rana.
Yeah. Because remember that game? The frog game? Sapo.
No. I've never played... a frog game that wasn't frog.
Where you throw the coins into the frog's mouth?
Oh, yes. I do know that game.
Yeah, it's Toad.
Toad?
It's not frog, but it's Toad.
Interesting.
So he's not a Sapo Guapo, but he's Guapo. Let's talk about... Oh, no. Welcome to the Blood Measure Up segment, the official listener's favorite part of the show, the part of the show when we present the animal's size and dimensions in relatable terms through a quiz that's fun for the whole family. And it's even funner now. It's also the part of the show that's introduced by you when you send an audio of yourself saying, singing, or chittering the words measure up into LD Taxonomy to get at gmail.com. We don't have a new measure up intro this week, which means we get to hear from an animal and Carlos is to guess what it is. We got a couple of emails.
Nice. Hopefully good ones.
Nora.
Yes.
From Nora. The critter group's supremacy rises again. Did we know that she was on the side of critter groups? I didn't.
Yes, we did.
Maybe we didn't know that. Because we knew that Chanel was, because she sent in those.
Yeah, the propaganda measure ups.
She says, P.S. in sign languages, at least French descended ones like ASL, langue des signes. I don't know how to say this in a French.
Just stop pronouncing the word after the last vowel.
Québécois. Signs Québécois. Signes.
If it
anyway.
Stop pronouncing the word after the last vowel and you've got French down to a T. Or whatever vowel comes before T.
In sign languages, 3 is the thumb index middle, because the index middle ring is 6. Yeah. The index middle is 6. Look up illustrations of 8, 6, 7, 8, and 9. It makes perfect sense. Yeah, because it's like, because you put fingers down for the other ones. I did know that this is three in sign language because of a mission trip to a Jamaican deaf village where they have JSL, which is a lot like ASL. And we had to learn the numbers.
Interesting. That's definitely not my go-to. It's cause like using your thumb to like hold the rest of the fingers down like a spring just makes it so easy to just like roll through all the fingers and you don't have to like switch it up or try to find some way to keep your ring and pinky down when you're trying to like try to do 4, go from that 3 to 4. You're just like struggling to keep your pinky. My pinky is like almost sitting
like
out
this.
Straight. Yeah, go
this
from
three.
Go from no. Go from that ASL 3.
Yeah,
and then go to 4, and you're just like, it's just an uncomfortable way for me to hold my hand at least. So I just like to have my thumb there to keep things where they need to be. Anyway, thank you, Nora.
Anyway, thank you, Nora. And then Chanel also sent an email. Just listened to the latest episode, which was really interesting. I'm so glad you guys, mostly Carlos, probably enjoyed my measure up intros the past 2 episodes. I did enjoy them. I didn't enjoy the like substance. I didn't enjoy the message, but I did enjoy the quality and just the choice to send them in. It is always nice to have engagement. I will never turn my nose up at engagement, even if it is pro critter groups.
No,
critter
publicity groups is definitely bad. Publicity.
Yeah, critter groups is definitely my favorite of the two, but I do love measure up. I also like the new way of doing it with the multiple choice questions. I'm sure Carlos appreciates having to do less head math as well. Just wanted to say thank you for having such an amazing show. And teaching me more about God's creatures. I'd also like to say that I really enjoy the random nerdy references and Bible references. That's it.
Nice.
That's all we do.
There's more to come.
Yeah.
Buckle
thank you
up.
So much for thanking us.
Yeah.
It feels good on my brain.
That's great. Yeah. I'll have to switch up my nerdy references to stop just referencing Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, and Futurama. Maybe like branch out a little bit. Yeah, test the waters.
We talked about Dune a little bit sometimes.
That's true. Fear is the mind killer.
Yeah. Thank you, Chanel. Chanel and Nora, yeah. Thank you so much.
It's great to hear from people that love the show.
It sure is. Now, let's talk about their... Wait, no, first we got to listen to a frog. Without further ado, the listener's favorite part of the show.
This is a mystery box. You see, if anybody can guess from the clues I give what is in this box, then they can keep what is in the box.
Is it cookie?
It's the first voice you're thinking of.
Yeah, I figured. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? What's on the other side?
That is
it's Kermit the Frog,
the most famous frog. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably the most famous frog.
Mr. Toad, one time, was the most famous frog.
Yeah, that Mr. Toad doesn't even come close. In the 1910 times,
frog
maybe.
Frog and Toad are friends.
Yeah.
So let's talk length. This is the length of a female red-backed poison dart frog, which is slightly larger than the male. It's 2.5 centimeters or 1 inch. So a female redback is the same length as A, 4 Cheerios stacked. B.
Did you say that like a speaking spell? 4 Cheerios stacked. It's like.
Or B, 1 uncoiled mechanical pencil spring. Or C, 1/136,000,000th of the moon's diameter.
4 Cheerios stacked, final answer.
The correct answer is 1/136,000,000th of the moon's diameter.
See, you've now you're gonna lead me into this like false. You're going to bait me because the next time that you put two normal things and then like 1/1,000,000th of something, I'm going to be like, that's obviously it. And then you're going to be like, nope, it's one fish or whatever. It's the same size as one red herring. Ha, gotcha.
I like the uncoiled mechanical pencil because like I wouldn't even begin to know where to look. To find that information.
Yeah, or
how
to
long is that?
Or to consider
I'd have
it.
To do it myself.
What if it's right?
It could be right. That's the thing. I don't look these things up. The ones that are not the right answer. Let's talk about their weight. They're about an ounce. So you've got an inch and an ounce. Very easy math if we were doing it the other way. But a poison dart frog is the same weight as A, 2 soda can tabs. B, 1/3 a box of cereal. The box. And C, 23,897 eyelashes.
Why cereal, man? I'm so hungry. And I love cereal so much. Wow, that's a lot of eyelashes. And that's a really gross mental picture I have of just like just a haystack.